In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. It's how our story begins. And it's more than just the setting. It's more than just geography. There's actually a lot packed into that simple sentence. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. See, Jericho was a notorious city full of crime, lawlessness, corruption, both political and religious. So when the gospel says Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, it's saying something. It's saying that Jesus went to the lowest, to the most corrupt, to the grimiest places of the human condition. And that's the setting of our story. And once there, Jesus decides to stay. Jesus decides to lodge in the middle of all that corruption. And he sees Zacchaeus up in that tree, and he says, I'm going to stay in Jericho tonight, and Zacchaeus, I am staying at your house. Now, tax collectors were not like IRS agents of today, bound by laws and regulations. A tax collector then was more like a mafia protection racket, where they could take whatever they wanted. And they were also considered traitors because they were Jews. They were their own countrymen, and they would take the proceeds that they took and give a portion of it back to the Romans, the enemy, the occupying force, and then they'd keep whatever they wanted. So don't let that happy little Zacchaeus song from summer camp fool you. He was a bad man and caused a lot of pain. And Zacchaeus was not just a tax collector, but he was the chief tax collector. He was the mafia kingpin. And Jesus not only picks Jericho, the most notorious city, but he picks Zacchaeus, the most notorious person in that most notorious city. And that's where Jesus enters, and that's where he decides to stay. Now let's look at it from Zacchaeus' perspective. He's curious about this passing prophet. He wants to know who he is. He wants to see what it's all about. So he's up in this tree looking down. And you can imagine yourself in this tree looking down, and all you see is the tops of heads, right? And they're going along in this big crowd, and in the middle is this prophet. And all of a sudden, the prophet stops. And you're looking down at the tops of heads, and then his turns up and looks at you, and you're seeing him for the first time eye to eye. And suddenly, a few seconds later, everyone's looking up to see what this prophet's looking at. And everyone's looking at you. And here you are, the most hated, most notorious person in the town, trying to be anonymous, and suddenly all the eyes are on you, and you're up in this tree. It's not a very comfortable situation. Everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows what you've done. And that awful feeling when you've done wrong and you hope that nobody finds out, and then somebody does find out. You're on thin ice and the ice starts to crack. And all those eyes on Zacchaeus must have been awful and extremely uncomfortable. But it's that discomfort, it's that feeling of being caught, that's what ultimately saves him. Because Jesus gives no words of condemnation. He simply says, you are the one I want to be with. I want to be with you, and I want to stay in your house. Oh, to be sure, there are still consequences for his sin. Zacchaeus restores fourfold everything he's taken by fraud and gives half of his goods to the poor. It's not going to leave a lot left. This is going to be an entirely different life. But he is forgiven, and he is free. And from the Lord's perspective, he finds Zacchaeus at his most awkward, at his most uncomfortable, at his most vulnerable, at his most guilty state, and that's when he decides to enter his life. And it's not to condemn Zacchaeus, but to bring him light and to set him free. And yes, it will be a changed life, but it will also be an illumined life. You know, when we're on top of the world, when our spiritual life is good, when we're making good decisions, yes, the Lord is with us. But each of us fall short of the glory of God. And sometimes that falling short can be awful. But it's when we are downtrodden, when we are in the wrong, When we've walked out on thin ice and that ice begins to crack, that's when the Savior can do his best work in us if we let him. You know, the heart of the gospel is how our story concludes. It says, the Son of Man came to save the lost. The heart of the gospel is that Christ came to save sinners. And a changed life is not an easy thing. But brothers and sisters, what's the alternative? Jericho is a rotten place. We all have our moments in Jericho. We all choose Jericho from time to time. And like our gospel today, Jesus will enter Jericho to find you. And Jesus finding you again, well, that's where your story really begins. Amen.